Great, because like I said, there's a lot of guys that can do a lot of different things, and we have a lot of depth. And so, you know, when you have guys that, one, know what they're doing, two, have had experience at what they're doing, it only makes coming in for guys and maybe getting a little dinged up more the, you know, just the easier transition. And so that type of rotating and versatility, like I said, makes these situations of guys, whether or not they're visible or not, makes the transition a lot more easier and a lot more seamless.
Can you identify why quarterback, I mean, Michael Vick is special, but when Sean Hill scrambles for 40 yards, that's a head-scratcher, and now you got a guy who's good with his
Oh, game. Yeah. You know, Donovan McNabb, he's a heck of a player. He's dynamic, and we saw last week against Philadelphia. He was able to go and convert some tough situations that really were difficult. He couldn't throw the ball downfield, and he was able to break some tackles in the backfield and make the necessary yardage to get a whole new set of downs. And so when you're dealing with that kind of quarterback, obviously you have to be aware of that as a rusher. You have to have the right rush lanes. As a pass dropper in coverage, you have to keep your eye on the quarterback and understand that he is a threat and acknowledge that and be aware of that. And it's more about awareness and your rush lanes and respecting that than it is anything. So we'll be ready.
Tackling technique, too, because it's a hard guy to put on the ground like a rock.
Yeah, I know. You know, KGB. KGB used to always say, you know, it's one thing to beat the tackle when you're playing Donald McNabb. It's one thing to beat the tackle, then it's a whole other adventure to try to take down a guy like Donald McNabb. And then he has proven that. And so tackling is at a premium this week, especially on a guy, he's a bigger body and he has strong lower body. So you have to be able to wrap him up, get your arms around his wide body, and be able to drive and take his weight. You know, basically get leverage on him so you can put him down to the ground. And so obviously it's easier said than done, but tackling will be at a premium this week versus a guy that's like McNabb.
Brady, you've been involved with the Packers go about doing business. So when Lynch gets traded or Moss gets traded, what's your reaction to that?
My reaction is, you know, I think it's always a fluid league, you know. Things are changing at a daily, hour-by-hour basis in this league, whether it be by performance, whether it be by productivity, whether it be by the flavor of the week, whether it be by, you know, what a guy's just wore out his welcome or maybe a contract situation. I mean, there's so many different variables that go into a day-in, day-out business operations of an NFL team that these types of situations, obviously, they seem to be picking up a little more lately than they did maybe a few years back, but it's just part of the deal. It's part of this league, and you know, it makes this league entertaining. You know, it makes it fun to not only be a part of, but also fun to watch. And so, I mean, you look at the Minnesota Vikings, they went from all of a sudden saying goodbye to a guy like Randy Moss. Now they're welcoming him back with open arms. And I'm sure the Green Bay Packer fans are going to remember that playoff game that Randy Moss had here when he comes into town and he did his little maneuver, which I'm not going to, you know, describe. I think it's not good for the youth out there, but everybody knows what I'm talking about. But I think it makes the league fun and exciting. And again, it just shows that the league is fluid and always moving, and there's a lot of different variables that go into decisions on a day-in-day basis.
You guys are so focused week to week, but when you see...
I think maybe a few years ago I would have been like, oh, but, you know, being at this now 6 years, you're like, there's nothing that can come and really surprise you, you know, outside of some anomaly that the whole league shuts down one day for no reason or whatever. And so, I mean, that's like I said, you see it so much, it becomes the nature and the realities of what you deal with as a professional football player, and it's fine. Like I said, it makes the league funner, and it just demonstrates the fluidity of the league.
Thanks, Brady.